The following message first aired as a broadcast of Grace and Truth Radio, hosted by Pastor John Bodner of Hope Assembly in Mississauga, Ontario. For more information, contact www.hopeabc.org.
But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 2, 13-14. My theme today is saved. It takes a lot to get people shouting these days. Our generation has grown remarkably casual, laid back, cynical, noncommittal, just about everything. You might like to think what last made you shout. Maybe it was frustration and rage. A lot of us have passed through so much pressure, so much disappointment, like a pot of soup on the simmer takes one more degree of heat to send us boiling over. Could be sheer disgust. Farmers swarming the Regina legislature, protesters condemning Britain's refusal to extradite Senator Pinochet to Spain. Something like a fire in their bones and the utter wrong of a situation has given them a voice that won't pipe down. Possibly could be exhilaration. You don't have to watch the games to know the difference between tennis and football. Unless John McEnroe's on the court, tennis is a polite affair, punctured by applause and train station announcements on points and calls. Football's a screaming, roaring, shout-yourself-hoarse business, because of the intensity of the conflict and the bruising physical contact give a rush to the blood. Even basketball can bring the crowd to its feet with the lightning speed and surprise, a play, slam and dunk. People shout at these sports because to win is to win big. And of course, there can be wonder that makes you shout. The ads constantly tell you how you're going to hoot the moment you win the lottery, the instant you find freedom you've been imagining, the second your numbers come up. Yes, sir, fantastic is what you're going to say. Well, just keep waiting. Just keep shoveling in that jackpot week by week, dollar by dollar, into someone else's pocket as you play and lose and play and lose. Let me assure you that gambling is for suckers. You won't be shouting any time soon. Wonder, exhilaration, at triumph and treasure we still shout. And that's what moves me to preach. My Savior Jesus Christ declared what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And this radio pulpit is for me a housetop to shout to the world to know that I'm saved. With Paul I can say unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Ephesians 3. With Peter I must say, we cannot but speak of the things which we have seen and heard. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom he slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand, to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Acts 4 and 5. When hostages aboard an Afghan airline were released in the wee hours of the run onto the runway at Stansted, they were saved. When victims of earthquake in Turkey or Taiwan are plucked out of the crush of concrete rubble, they are saved. When stretches of old growth forest or wetlands are kept from logging or drainage, they are saved. When tons of wrecked vehicles or kitchen waste are reduced, recycled, reused to the good of man and earth, they are saved. Life is preserved, disaster averted, purpose restored, hope given, all this in the priceless value of the human soul, in the infinite reaches of eternity, has taken place for me, because by the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and in the communion of the Holy Ghost, I am a saved man. All the redeemed of the Lord must say so, and so say I. The ransomed of the Lord return with seeing, and so do I. Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin, how shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. Wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by its transforming power, making me God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity. Yes, the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. The exuberance of joy that rings out from the words of Scripture I've read to you comes because Christ's people are saved by grace. They're chosen to salvation. They're saved by to glory. They're called to salvation. Let me spell that out for you. And as I do, I pray any believer hearing will find heart kindled to tears of joy. And now I pray that you who have not this Savior will start to hunger and thirst for Him. I'll tell you this, I'm saved. Saved by grace because I'm chosen to salvation. The triune God set His heart of love upon this poor, vile creature of dust, ashes, and sin before the foundation of the world in eternity. That's what the book says. God hath chosen you from the beginning. The scriptures are plain about this. He hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. 2 Timothy 1. He bestowed His love upon me as an individual, by name, as part of a specific people whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, as a church to His praise, a bride to the only begotten Son of God, whom none can number. He loved me freely with no other reason than His own love, granted in His own royal largesse, clemency, and discretion. The Bible says, "It is not of him that willeth or of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy," Romans 9. God is chosen, not man. The Lord Jesus told His disciples, "Ye have not chosen me, I have chosen you," John 15. That love and grace redeems and converts and delivers us from all sin. God hath chosen you through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. So the Savior tells us, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." John 6. The Apostle Paul writes into the Ephesians, "He hath chosen us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace." Ephesians 1. In measures no one can fathom to all eternity, the simple words of the Apostle John are true. We love Him because He first loved us. 1 John 4. I'm chosen to salvation, saved by grace. I can only wonder, worship, and willingly serve to give thanks for boundless sovereign grace. Saved I am, and let me tell you, I'm saved for glory because I am called to salvation. The Bible tells me that eternal purpose of God is fulfilled and bears fruit in time as the gospel come home to the sinner's heart in the power of the Holy Spirit. To these same believers, the apostle writes these lines. 1 Thessalonians 1. We give thanks to God always for you all, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance. And ye became followers of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. Ye turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven, whom He raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Many of you have often heard outwardly the joyful sound of the gospel. Many still hear the invitation, "Whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." Come unto me, the Savior says, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But who comes? The laboring and the heavy laden, those hungering and thirsting for righteousness, those to whom it is given to believe by sovereign grace. That call into life and fellowship with the Son of God comes as the Spirit of God gives life from above, and we're born again, born from above, born of the Spirit, born of God. When the Spirit with the bride says, "Come," then Christ's people are made willing in the day of His power and were called out of darkness into His marvelous light. And because He has called me into salvation, He will see me through to the end. He will keep me. He began the good work in me, and He will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. Paul writes, "Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, and whom He called, them He also justified, and whom He justified, them He also glorified." So the text I've read to you says, "He has called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. All whom the Father gave the good shepherd, for whom He laid down His life and took it again, who hear His voice and follow Him, have eternal life, and they shall never perish. My friend, I'm saved. Saved to all eternity. Saved by grace. Saved for glory. Saved because He chose me. Saved because He's called me. My life has been reduced, recycled, and is now in reuse to the praise of His name with life and purpose and hope. I ask you this. Are you saved? Will you hear that call? Repent, believe in my Lord Jesus, and now be saved.
This message was sponsored by Hope Assembly of Bible Christians in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. If you wish to receive spiritual help, information about our ministries, or permission to use this audio message, please contact Pastor John Bodner at www.hopeabc.org or www.jpbodner.com. Thank you, and God bless you.